May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We live in an in-between time. We're living after the beginning, whatever we might mean by that, and before the end, whatever we might mean by that. Of course, the same is true for all people of all time. And the great quests of science are to do with the beginnings and the endings. For Christians, this is helpfully focused for us in Advent, because we begin our church year with a season of waiting. And we wait for that which has already happened, the incarnation of God's Christ. But we also wait for that which is to come at the end, the return of God's Christ. Language has already failed us, hasn't it, in these considerations. What on earth are we to say as we explore this mystery? The question itself is part of the answer, for it's a mystery. A mystery like laughter, music, falling in love. A mystery which can only be approached and never fully captured. And part of our approach to our waiting at this, our in-between time, is to consider what it may be like once there is that end for which we long. The prophet Isaiah and the John to whom the revelations from which came our second reading were granted have given us one facet of that time to come, and that's justice. From our first lesson, we heard the prophet draw on the poetry of nature. The king and princes will rule with justice. Each will be like a hiding place from the wind, a covert from the tempest, like streams of water in a dry place, like the shade of a great rock in a parched land. And also drawing from the human experience, eyes will not grow dim, ears will hear, the rash will learn to make good judgments. This is justice with the right relationship between peoples, the right relationship between human beings and creation. A time of justice when the plea of the needy is heeded and not ignored. In this, our in-between time, we can't but acknowledge how far we are away from this kind of justice for all the people of the earth. For we know that the pleas of the needy are not always heeded. But we continue to work towards this. Advent gives us an opportunity to focus on those things which our collect refers to as our sins and wickedness. These things which get in the way of us acting for and with justice. The things which get in the way of us heeding the pleas of the needy in appropriate and effective ways. And from our second lesson, we heard words of promise about the not yet. Familiar words, perhaps. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. This vision and more material from our New Testament point us in the in-between time in two directions. It points us to the beginning, to the Alpha, and to the end, the Omega. It reminds us that this is not a linear thing, but more of a circle, for we always return to that place from whence we came. But each time we do it as different and changed people. We return each time in our in-between time, with potentially a greater understanding of just what is at and in the end, and of how we can bring that about in our own time. Recently, in the world news, we have some pointers to that justice for which the whole world yearns and for which Christians are called to work. In Paris, an historic agreement was reached, which will help in bringing justice to the poorest of the world. Justice in that those who suffer most from the effects of climate change are the poorest. And justice also in that the created order, animals and plants, also dependent on human beings doing whatever is possible to reduce the impact of our living on their thriving. In Burundi, a disaster is unfolding, which they've experienced before, sadly. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has said that the country is on the cusp of another civil war. We pray for Burundi, for justice. The number of food banks in our diocese remains stubbornly high, more than 50. Our diocesan response to the needs of those fleeing from war-torn Syria is proving effective and helpful. We pray for justice. And there will be other examples very close to home for each of us, in that we can think of those situations for which justice is yearned, both in the now and in the not yet. And so we keep going, working and praying for justice. Our collect for this week recognizes this human's response to God's call to justice. For as through our sins and wickedness we're sore let and hindered running the race set before us, so may thy bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. In this in-between time, we have the help, the intercession of Christ. We have the example of the incarnation of Christ as a human being. In Jesus of Nazareth, God's Christ showed us how to live in our in-between time. To live looking back and forward. To live in anticipation of that kingdom of peace and justice. At this time of alert watchfulness, so we look for the signs of the true and lasting justice for all creation. And we pray that each in our own discipleship may work to bring that justice about through all our actions, the big ones and the small ones. This is an in-between time, and we live it with the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the incarnate Christ who came to be born as one of us, to show us how to live in such a way that the time is hastened, when all people may know the bountiful grace and mercy of God. As we enter the final few days of Advent, may we be astute to the needs of the world for justice, and may we respond when God is asking us to be part of the answer to our own prayers. Let us pray. Lord God, lead the rulers of this world to acknowledge the power of justice and peace, and to exercise their authority with wisdom and equity, that the poor may be lifted up, the hungry fed, and all peoples may live in security. We pray with all who cry for justice, for those who have no home, those who live in difficult domestic circumstances, those persecuted for their faith, and those who live with the effects of conflict and warfare. And we pray in the power of the Spirit and in the name of Christ that we might be strengthened in the service of God, that all we do and say may shine with the light of Christ. O God, whose holy name defies our definition, but whose will is known in freeing the oppressed, make us to be one with all who cry for justice, that we who speak your praise may also struggle for your truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.